Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith says even with the state facing a looming deficit, taxes are off the table for Minnesotans when it comes to the upcoming legislative session. Damith had this to say about the chances of passing another bonding bill.
Our state does not have money right now, and that is a choice that was made over time. And so that has to be considered. There are projects that definitely do need to be done. Bonding will be discussed and go forward, but there are no promises at this point.
State lawmakers passed a $700 million bonding bill last session. The new legislative session begins tomorrow. The success of the U.S. curling teams at the Winter Olympics is increasing interest in Minnesota. Scott Halwarda of Glacial Ridge Curling says they just opened their facility in Wilmar and had a big open house.
We had like roughly 300 people come through there, and people are stopping in daily just wanting to check the place out. And then besides checking out, they want to try curling, and we're getting them out on the ice and getting them to curl, and they're loving it.
He says they're enjoying the new four sheets of ice in the former Herberger space in the uptown Wilmar Mall. The U.S. women's hockey team beat Sweden 5-0 today and is advancing to the Olympic gold medal game in Italy. Golden Gopher forward Abby Murphy had a goal and an assist, and Lake City native Taylor Heiss also scored for the Americans. Goaltender Aaron Frankel made 15 saves for the win. Team USA has guaranteed at least a silver medal for the fifth consecutive Winter Games. The U.S. last won gold in 2018. And biofuel supporters are anxiously awaiting the next steps as a congressional council discusses permanent nationwide E15 language. Minnesota Biofuels Association Executive Director Brian Werner says the E15 Rural Domestic Energy Council plans to maintain the same pillars of a compromise deal that fell apart last month.
That a lot of the ethanol industry, farmers, farm organizations, and some of the larger oil refiners came together. I mean, that's allowing year-round E15, making some reforms to the small refinery exemptions.
The U.S. House is supposed to consider the E15 framework February 25th. In other headlines, one person is dead and a young girl was rescued after a house fire early Sunday in Lake City. Fire crews arrived just before 7 to find a multifamily home fully engulfed and the front porch collapsed. Firefighters pulled the girl from an upstairs window. She was taken to the hospital. A second victim was later found inside. State Fire Marshal is investigating. Small business owners are throwing their support to a series of bills Democratic lawmakers will introduce to offer protections during federal immigration operations. Sarah Lickwich says her construction company has had to pause projects due to workers afraid to come to work.
Minnesotans deserve to see their elected officials do everything possible to protect constitutional rights. This should not be a political issue. It's about standing up for people who show up every day to help build, care for, and sustain our communities.
The legislative session begins tomorrow. And the University of Minnesota women's basketball team is ranked 23rd in this week's Associated Press poll. The Gophers finally cracked the top 25 rankings following their eighth straight win Sunday at Wisconsin. This is MNN.